Meeting pesticide drift challenges in citrus was the topic that Dennis Howard, chief of the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Bureau of Pesticides, addressed at Citrus Expo in August. Howard summarizes key points in this interview and also discusses a meeting set for September 18th in Lake Alfred between citrus growers and beekeepers addressing pesticides and bees. Citrus apparently has not had a history of a lot of violations on pesticide drift, it looks like.
That's right. According to the information that we looked at from our records and compliance, the citrus industry has been doing a pretty good job of staying out of trouble with the drift problems.
But just in case, you gave some tips what growers can do to try to stay safe.
Right, and we're also cognizant of the fact that there's a lot more applications going on now given the pest pressures that that the growers are facing. So it never hurts to remind folks to, you know, to adhere to the label and to try to work towards practices that'll keep the material on the grove where you really want it instead of off of the grove.
You also talked a little bit about citrus growers don't get a lot of complaints from beekeepers about citrus on that.
No, the record has been pretty strong as far as that goes in that we don't have too many complaints about bee kills. This year we got a few. We think that's because the bloom period was longer, and so the beekeepers are normally in and out before a spray needs to take place. Maybe that had something to do with the things this year. But in general, what we're seeing is that there are relatively low numbers of bee kills that we're hearing about. One caveat, though, is that beekeepers don't always report to us about bee kills because they want to maintain good working relationships with their growers.
A meeting, I think, September 18th between citrus growers and beekeepers at Lake Alfred. What will that be about?
Well, that will be about trying to improve communication between the two. We feel at the department that both of those industries are vital industries in agriculture here, and we want them to be able to coexist. This meeting is all about getting them together, talk together about solving problems together. So we're looking forward to having a big turnout from both the citrus industry and from the beekeeping industry.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.